I feel like there's not a lot of cool games this week. I don't see a lot of cool games.
We actually had five.
What?
Yeah.
Five cool games
we
this
did,
week?
Yeah. Four in the 1 o'clock window.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I actually thought there were a bunch of cool games. So his, let's see, got New Orleans at Dallas.
No.
That's a cool game.
No.
Yeah, we put that as a cool game.
Why?
47 points for the Saints. Cowboys or the Cowboys?
Cowboys are going to kill them. It's not going to be a cool game.
How about the Bucks and Lions?
Yes, cool game.
You're a Bucks
what?
Guy.
That's
you're
a cool
Bucks
game.
Guy. Yeah, it's definitely
why
cool
is that
game.
A cool game?
That's a replay of our last year's playoff game.
Exactly.
And
it's
Baker Mayfield.
It's one of the, it's the biggest spread of the week.
Are we not big Baker Mayfield fans?
We love him.
Yeah, we love that guy. Let's see.
It's the second biggest spread of the week.
49ers, Minnesota.
Yeah, it's a cool game.
Definitely a cool game. Sam Darnold, must-see TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the 49ers
who are
getting ready for
thirsty,
a better team
man.
Than the team that they played last week.
If this were week 10, none of these would be cool games.
Well, depending on their records, they might be.
Ugh.
Check their bank accounts for a check from Goodell.
Yeah, then I would also say the Bengals at the Chiefs, of course. That's
correct.
The number one game of the week. Did you put the Bears and the Texans on there?
No,
Caleb Williams at the Texans.
Yeah.
Both teams 1-0.
We actually put Jets Titans. We're looking for a Jets bounce back spot.
That's a
Titans
cool
defense.
Game.
Yeah, cool game.
If you were not here in New York, that's not a cool game.
Probably
dude.
Not.
I was on a radio show yesterday in Nashville. JB and the General.
Good. Did you break it down with JB and the General?
I did. I did.
Were you going into the weeds and you were talking about any analytics or anything? Or
no. We started off the interview. It was hilarious, though. The first or the last commercial before they came back from break was the timeshare guy. You know the timeshare guy?
Yeah, of course.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not an attorney, but I'll get you out of your timeshare. That guy?
Yes.
So it comes on. So the first thing I say is, you know, I'm happy to know that timeshare guy is also helping out your listeners, like he's helping out our listeners. Turns out, and they say, well, yeah, we're close with him. He's a Nashville native, and he owns the arena football team down there. That guy.
I think I knew that.
That timeshare guy, whatever his name is. So I'm making a joke about him, and he's like the mayor of Nashville, basically.
Perfect.
But anyway, so yeah, I broke it down after that. But I was thinking to myself while I was talking about the game, not really a cool game.
Definitely a cool game.
We have to pick the Jets, but it's not. I don't know. I don't see it the way you guys see it. I don't know. Strange. Obviously, Bengals-Chiefs, cool game. That's got to be a cool game. Right? Bengals-Chiefs?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I say, though, if the Bengals lose and this week and look terrible, they're off the cool game schedule.
Until they get their act back together.
That's fair.